It looks like he watches them first, maybe follows them, waits for the perfect moment, and then strikes.
Now I want you to hit me. Look, I didn't attack her. My class begins at 7:30.
Then you know she was attacked around that time.
Every girl on the campus is scared to death.
I think we're dealing with a psycho.
I let you know when I'm ready.
You make a sound as if Rock were alive.
Does he sound human to you?
Open the door, Frank. It's locked.
Tonight on the Hardy Boys, Campus Terror.
Oh, that experiment was a killer. Hey, come on, we're gonna be late for class. I forgot my keys in the lab. I'll wait here for you.
Understand that? Not even Frank and Joe Hardy. One by one, until there are none.
I tell you, Frank, I'm really concerned about her.
Yeah, I know, Joe.
You sounded really distraught on the telephone.
But wouldn't you be if your roommate was abducted? The thing I don't understand is why the caller mentioned us. Wendy's the only person that knows us up here.
I think I've got it all figured out.
You do?
Trouble follows us wherever we go. New Orleans, Mardi Gras, trouble. Hawaii, Marianne, trouble. Los Angeles, burning building, nearly fatal. Here we are at some college in the middle of the boonies.
I don't know.
Well, maybe Inspector Richards is going to have the whole thing worked out.
Yeah, maybe.
You to hit me as hard as you can, right there.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Joe.
Oh, Frank, it's nice to see you again, too.
Nice to see you.
Alice, this is Frank and Joe Hardy.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi. They're our guests for the weekend.
You're the guys the voice mentioned on the phone. Why would he do that?
That's what we're here to find out.
Will this reunion be much longer? Or do you think it would be possible for me to continue with this class?
Hold on a second, okay?
Considering what's been happening on this campus in the last 2 weeks, it strikes me that learning self-defense might come in handy for you girls.
Look, Sergio, I'm sorry, but these are very good friends of mine. Frank and Joe Hardy. I really need to talk to them.
Then you're dismissed.
Thank you.
Guy has a certain style.
Yeah, I think the word is crass.
I thought you said Wendy was an old flame.
Well, yeah, she's... Some old flames never die, I guess.
If you guys are going to be on the campus for any length of time, maybe you should stick around. Some lessons in self-defense could come in handy.
We'll keep it in mind.
You do that.
And the federal people have no leads?
No. See, all three girls were taken when they were alone. First Sue Nelson on Monday, Janet Craig on Wednesday, and last night Jill Summers.
Well, the agency must have some ideas, even if they don't have a definite lead.
Well, they think it's a psycho. It looks like he watches them first, maybe follows them, waits for the perfect moment, and then strikes.
Someone on campus.
They don't know.
There hasn't been any ransom demand?
No, nothing.
Are all three girls from wealthy families?
Well, almost all the students here come from some money, but not enough to... Look, it just doesn't make any sense, unless...
Unless the man is sick.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear his voice, Wendy? What did it sound like?
It was, a deep, strange voice. Sounded like he was calling from the grave. He said, I have Jill and the others, and no one can stop me. Not even Frank and Joe Hardy. And then he laughed. This awful laugh.
Wendy, we'll do everything we can.
Hey, babe, what's happening? Hey, Fox. Hey, come on, Fox. Me, Jake. When are we seeing you again?
You know those guys?
No, I've never seen them before. Look, when you're 19 and even slightly attractive, you always find friends like that.
Do you know where Jill was abducted?
One of the labs in the chem building.
Do you know if it was cleaned yet?
Well, I think they started this morning.
That's a good place to start. One more thing. Can you get me a computer list of all the students and employees' names? We should run over them, and maybe we could recognize somebody.
Well, I don't know if there's a list, but there is a computer. Dr. Llewellyn runs it. He's very protective of that machine. I mean, he won't let anybody near it unless he knows exactly who you are and what you want.
Well, I think we can handle it. Can you give us some directions?
Yeah, it's right past that building.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Okay. Hey, Joe, I really am glad you're here.
Well, we could ask for a computer readout like normal people. Or would that be too easy?
Joe, I want to keep as low a profile on campus as possible. The fewer people that know where Frank and Joe Hardy, the ones the voice mentioned, the better.
You think the kidnapper may still be on campus?
Well, after the first kidnapping, I'm sure this place was swarming with undercover agents and security police. And yet the kidnapper struck again, twice. Yeah, I think it's someone working on the inside.
Oh, good. That narrows it down to small city.
Let's check out the list of residents.
Oh, good.
Let us out of here. Let us go. What do you want with us? Please.
That's right.
break the rest of it.
I'm sorry, Dr. Llewellyn.
I don't want you to be sorry. I want you to be careful. I'm sorry you'll have to come back later. As you can see, we're not quite prepared to continue classes at the moment.
Dr. Llewellyn, I'm Frank Matthews, MIT. This is my assistant, Joe Stern.
Hi. What happened here?
Well, someone went berserk last night, smashed everything. A young lady was kidnapped. What do you want?
We're doing some research into male-female ratios of various northeastern universities. The administration building said you could provide me with a computer printout of students and faculty here at Eastlake.
Research?
Yes, sociological. I'm a grad student. It's for my thesis.
Very well. Come with me. Try to break as little as possible, will you, Trudy, when you sweep the rest of it up? I'd like to think there will be at least a coffee cup when I return.
Stay here and see what you can find out.
Wait, what's my name again?
You're Stern. I'm Matthews.
Hi there.
Hi. Are you a student here?
No, MIT. I teach sociology.
A full professor?
Well, they kind of rushed me through. You know, Harvard at 14, Columbia at 17. After that, MIT.
Wow.
I heard Dr. Llewellyn say that a girl was kidnapped here last night.
She was the third. Every girl on the campus is scared to death. Some federal agent set up a command post in the administration building this morning.
Looks like there was quite a struggle.
They said it must have gone on for several minutes, and nobody heard a thing. Dr. Llewellyn's gonna kill me.
How long has Dr. Llewellyn been here?
3 semesters. Everyone was looking forward to his arrival. We'd heard so much about his experiments, it sounded exciting. Intellectually stimulating, you understand?
Well, of course.
But he managed to alienate everybody in the school in 1 semester. There's something about him.
What?
I don't know. It's in his eyes.
Over 1,000 names in a couple of minutes. That's incredible.
The ROC 9000 is one of the most advanced computers in the country. Certainly the most advanced in the region. I'm very proud of him.
You make it sound as if ROC were alive.
This is ROC 9000, 2420. Ready when you are.
Does he sound human to you?
He sure does. Doctor, I want to thank you for all your help.
Always willing to help a colleague.
Thank you.
What did you say the nature of your research was again?
Male-female ratios in American college campuses. The sociological ramifications.
Oh, I thought it was northeastern campuses.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Northeastern college campuses.
This is ROC 9000, 2420. Ready when you are.
I'll let you know when I'm ready.
Yeah, just file this one for now. I'll talk to that boy later. Everyone on this campus has their own suspect.
Inspector Richards?
Look, fellow, did you read the sign out there that said keep out? It was put up there for a reason. Now, look, I know everyone's trying to help, but we can only assimilate so much information at one time. Why don't you come back around 2 o'clock, all right?
I'm Frank Hardy. This is my brother, Joe. You spoke to us last night in Bayport.
I spoke to you last night in Bayport because the kidnapper mentioned your names. It wasn't an invitation to come here and join me.
But we're here because the kidnapper may know us, or we may know him.
He probably heard about that Nancy Drew kidnapping case you two solved in Los Angeles. What was it, the Rathbone affair? You two got a lot of publicity out of that.
Inspector.
Can you tell me anything you didn't tell me last night?
Well, no, but...
Is there anything you can do to help me now?
Well, not yet, but...
Then go home, please.
Look, Jill Summers' roommate, Wendy Chase, is a good friend of ours. She's scared.
They're all scared.
Well, we want to help.
I appreciate the offer, but I guess we're just going to have to try and handle this one on our own. By the way, when you get back to Bayport, tell your father hello. Now, there was a cop.
It's
Let's go do some reading. Sandy.
Zebs. Zabrinsky.
Come on, Frank. How many times can we go through these lists? I mean, we don't know one name on them.
Maybe Richards is right. The only reason why the kidnapper used our names was because he'd heard of us.
You know, there's one step in this kidnap progression I don't understand at all. Where's this ransom phone call? Where's the effort to squeeze the money out of the parents of the victims, or the school itself?
I know. Richards tapped their phones.
What have they heard? Nothing. Not one word. Three girls in 4 days and not one word.
Joe, I know what you're thinking, that we're not dealing with extortion.
No, I think we're dealing with a psycho. I think the girls may already be dead, Frank.
Brian Ivar. Llewellyn Brian Ivar. Brian Ivar Lewison. That's who Llewellyn is, the guy that was doing those experiments on violence.
I recognized him when I saw him. I couldn't put it together, but I recognized him.
Wouldn't it be interesting if the person responsible for the kidnappings was a student under the influence of drugs?
I have another hypothesis. What if the girl stumbled upon something that Lewison was doing?
I think it's time we visited the doctor.
Hi.
Hi, Alice. Where are you going?
Class.
Wendy, no. Wendy, it's all right. It's all right.
Don't worry, Wendy. We're here. We're here. It's over. You're safe now. It's all right. It's all right. You're safe now.
Are these matches yours, Wendy?
I don't smoke. I guess they're Jill's.
Who found her?
I did. She was lying on the floor.
What about the window? Was it already open?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'm going to have to ask Miss Chase some questions alone.
Surely your questions can wait till tomorrow morning, Inspector. She's still in shock.
The questions can't wait till morning if we're going to catch the man. I need to talk to her alone.
No, Joe, please stay with me.
I'll be in my room.
You know.
Now, Wendy, try to describe as best you can exactly what happened.
All right. I wasn't feeling well. So I came back to my room, and when I got past the door, somebody jumped me. I kicked and screamed a lot, but nobody heard me. I can't remember.
How long ago was that?
A few minutes ago, I think.
You think? You don't know? Did you see his face?
No.
What about this room with the lights on?
No, the lights were off.
What about the window where the moonlight was coming through? Did you see a shadow, anything? Face, head, anything?
No, no, it happened too quickly.
You didn't see anything?
No, yes, I don't know.
Look, she's obviously told you all she knows.
I told you to stay out of this.
Look, she was attacked. She was a victim. She wasn't a witness.
Yeah. All right, Wendy, I'm sorry. We're supposed to be here to protect you, and I guess my security wasn't quite as tight as I'd hoped it would be. I'll see you in the morning. Get a statement from you. In the meantime, I'd like you to go down the hall, find another room for a while. My forensic team's coming in to do some fingerprints, okay? All right, now, come on. I am sorry.
All right.
Pick it up, Frank.
Hello?
Wendy's mine now. If you want to see her alive again, if you want to see any of them alive, get off my back. tell Frank and Joe Hardy to go home.
What did he say?
He talked like he had her in his possession, just like he had really kidnapped her.
Well, it seems the caller's not the kidnapper. Maybe just some guy with a warped sense of humor.
Uh-uh. No, that was the voice. That's the one I heard.
This guy must be schizzier than we thought.
Anything?
I've got it, but it's too short to trace.
Well, this phone call does prove one thing. You two being on this campus are jeopardizing lives. I want you out of here tomorrow, okay? Wendy, I don't want you to go out again tonight. Be in my office in the morning, 9 o'clock.
What?
Is there another room you can stay in tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Want me to walk you there?
Please.
Go on.
You know how hard I've worked to come here, Joe.
I know.
Now I wonder if it was worth it.
Of course it was worth it. This will all be over soon. You can get back to your studies, back to your life.
I'm so scared.
I know.
Sometimes I think of life as walls that are closing in on me. They get closer and closer till I can't breathe. Then when they finally reach me, I'll be crushed.
Yeah, I remember. What you have to remember is those walls are only existing in your mind. They're not there. They're not really there.
You know, I still love you, Joe.
And you should go to sleep. Like old times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the best. Will you stay and talk to me for a while?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Please, Joe.
Go to sleep.
You always were the rational one.
Don't push your luck.
Yeah, I'll see you in the morning.
What do you got?
A ring.
Inscribed Sergio Morse.
Yeah, that's the guy that teaches the karate class.
Should we give this to Richards?
Let's follow it up first. I don't want to face him again empty-handed.
We still have to see Llewellyn.
No, we'll talk to Sergio. Llewellyn's not going to go anywhere.
All right, ladies, if you're ever grabbed from behind, here's a technique that'll work for you. Instep. Very vulnerable. Bend and stretch, strike and sweep. Well, ladies, looks like we got a couple of new members to our class. Mr. Frank and Joe Hardy, I believe. You want to try your luck?
No, actually...
Sure, why not?
Frank, I think we should discuss this.
Joe, he'll be all right.
Good. Now then.
Frank, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Joe, I can take care of myself. Not nice to interrupt teacher's class.
Right.
You practice enough.
Class is dismissed.
Is this yours?
Where'd you get it?
Somebody attacked Wendy Chase in her sorority house tonight. We found it near her room.
Well, that's his ring here earlier today. I take it off when I'm teaching.
What was it doing outside her room?
I don't know.
Were you there tonight?
I was over there around 7. I wanted to talk to Wendy about Jill Summers. Jill and I had been seeing each other.
Did you talk to her?
I knocked on the door. There was no answer. Look, I didn't attack her. I couldn't have. My class begins at 7:30.
Then you know she was attacked around that time.
I assumed that from what you said.
Right.
I wouldn't plan any long trips.
Frank, did he sound anything like the voice you heard on the phone?
No, not really.
You think he could have disguised his voice?
Joe, I don't know. The voice I heard was without emotion or inflection. Each word was simple, clear, and mechanical.
What?
Mechanical.
What?
Rock!
Alice. Alice?
Come on.
And you haven't seen her since that time, huh?
I didn't have anything to do with the kidnappings.
I still can't understand why you didn't just walk up, ring the bell, and ask for her.
Last summer vacation, I was in a very, very bad car accident, see? And I nearly died. But when I got out of the hospital, finally, I just dropped out of sight because I didn't think I could see Alice again.
You used to be a student here at East Lake.
Yeah, you know, Kappa Delta fraternity, the whole shot. But you see, but that there's the point is that I wanted to come here. I wanted to see Alice. I wanted to explain to her what really happened.
She didn't know about it?
Oh no, when I dropped out of school, I just led her to believe that I, you know, ended our relationship at the same time. You've got to understand something. You have to believe me. I love her. I love her very, very much. And I want to tell her very desperately that that's the way I feel. But it's like that every time I get close to her, every time I see her, I start to lose my nerve.
Well, if it's an act, it's a good performance. Go take him down to the station, fingerprint him, interrogate him. We may have our man.
So do I.
Which brings us back to where we were going in the first place. Llewellyn and Rock.
We thought you might be able to answer that.
I would hardly let them loose and stay, would I? Pilot, Royal Sun, come.
think it's about time we had a little talk, Mr. Lewison.
I didn't think you were graduate students.
Where were you an hour ago?
Why?
Wendy Chase was attacked.
I'm sorry to hear that. I was here.
Working on the same experiments you're doing at New York County College? Or making calls with your friend the computer?
Making calls? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Don't you?
Who are you?
I'm Joe Hardy. This is my brother Frank. Our father handled your case in New York.
When I was arrested 10 years ago, I was a very sick man. I didn't realize the drugs I was using would so adversely affect my students. It was ironic. I was trying to find a cure for violence. I still am. But what happened to Brian Lewison has nothing to do with me. They are two entirely different persons.
And yet the experiments continue.
With animals. These poor creatures would have been put to sleep anyway. If anything, I'm trying to save them.
And you haven't used rock to deliver messages?
Messages?
We're sure that someone's using this computer to deliver these threatening phone calls. Is that possible?
Yes. Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it's quite simple. All you need is a beeper. Anyone could instruct Rock to perform one of his functions, even by telephone. But it wasn't me. I would hardly have saved you from those animals if I had anything to hide, would I?
Instruct Rock to repeat his last telephone message.
Wendy's mine now. If you want to see her alive again, if you want to see any of them alive, get off my back. Tell Frank and Joe Hardy to go home.
Yeah, that's the voice.
Is there any way of locating the person who made that phone call?
No, but we can listen to where it came from. Excuse me. Hello?
Sounds like a pinball machine.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, I see. All right, I'll tell them. Wendy Chase and Alice Smith have disappeared. They can't be found on the campus anywhere.
Do you have a tape recorder we can borrow, Doctor?
Yes, I think so. I'll get it for you.
I hope you realize that it's almost midnight. This had better be important.
I think 5 kidnapped girls from Eastlake are important, don't you? Do you recognize this sound?
Yeah, that's Skylab, all right. See all those green dots? Skylab, all over town.
Skylab's a pinball machine.
Boy, there are a lot of them.
There's a 10-mile radius around Eastlake University. There's one.
Yeah, Lucky's Bar and Grill.
There's one.
Red Slipper Inn.
And that one.
Murray's Pool Hall.
Matches we found in Wendy's apartment.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Listen, thanks for your help, Mr. Kaplan.
Yeah, sorry to get you in bed. But what have you found?
My guest.
But you're the one who always liked motorcycles.
Thanks.
Beat it.
Hey, weren't those bikers on campus today?
I don't know, but they look like they belong to the same club.
Was this girl in here recently?
You guys cops?
No, we're friends of hers. She may be in danger.
Shoot a shot, Gimp.
In a minute.
What are you squealing to the cops?
They ain't cops.
Shoot it, Gimp.
She went out back to the amusement park.
Thank you. Come on, Gimp, will you shoot it?
I'll shoot it!
Keep in touch.
See you later.
She must have gone through here. It's funny. She must have been alone.
Don't call me that.
What do you want me to call you?
Sir.
Wendy, it's me, Joe.
I said, don't call me that! My name's Gwen. Gwen, you got that? What's my name, Joe?
When?
Very good. Good, Joe. She wouldn't leave me alone, and now you won't leave me alone.
Who wouldn't leave you alone?
She won't. The good little girl. Simpering little Wendy. All smiles and soft looks. Mama's little girl with the walls closing in on her. She's gonna be crushed, but she's not taking me with her. Don't come any closer, Joe.
I wanna help you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. It's her you wanna help. It's her you care about. That good little girl. Good grades, good grammar. I hate her guts.
Is that why you kidnapped her?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now she knows what it's like to be caged inside.
Why did you kidnap the other girls?
Because they're like her. Her friends. Dumb sorority chicks. They found out about me and wanted to tell.
Put the gun down, please.
Please what?
Please, Gwen.
That's very good, Joe. Very good. Oh, come on. You're not scared of little revolvers. Wendy's been doing it.
What?
She's out of her mind. She needs help.
Hi, then. We'll be back.
Be careful. She doesn't understand what she's doing. All right, Joe. This is as far as you go. Come on, I want you to have one last look at the world. Right here. Come on. Over here. Come on, get in. Open the gate. Open the gate. Get in.
I'm not gonna pull that trigger.
Getting scared?
No. Because I know Wendy. Wendy wouldn't let you do it. Gwen's mixed up. She's lost. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's not a killer. She's not strong enough. Wendy's the strong one.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You came from Gwen's background and you beat it. You came to Eastlake School, and that takes guts. It takes determination. Those walls closing on you never even reached you. You're gonna go to college, and you're gonna make something of yourself. You're gonna be somebody.
No! No! I won't! I'm dropping out. I'm gonna go on the road with my friends.
It's not your friends. It's Gwen talking. Gwen can't take over Wendy because Wendy's stronger and Gwen's weak.
No!
Yes, I don't want to hear that from you anymore. You understand? Sick of hearing that from you. Now listen, let Gwen out of you. I'm talking to Wendy now. I'm talking to Wendy. I don't want to see her.
Wendy's under protective custody. The courts ruled she undergoes psychiatric tests and care. But the doctor says, although it may take some time, with proper treatment, she may come out of it a much stronger person.
One person?
Well, they hope so. The official term is schizophrenia with aggressive passive reactions.
What does that mean?
Well, most people are a blend of conflicting emotions. In Wendy's case, a personality split in half. One part was the sweet girl we knew. The other part was a girl who came from the streets. You see, that's Wendy's background. If she hadn't worked so hard to get into Eastlake, she might have ended up exactly like Gwen.
Well, then she attacked herself last night.
Exactly.
Where's Joe?
He's saying goodbye.
Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you, kid.
Sounds a little like Gwen talking.
Come on, you're not gonna see her again.
I'm glad. I know this sounds a little like the detective in me, but how did you make those phone calls?
Remote control. Electronics. Gwen's an expert. What are they gonna do to me?
Well, they'll help you. Nobody's gonna press any charges.
Both grateful. She didn't... I didn't know what was happening.
I know.
Will you come back?
Sure. I'll come back. I'll come back and see you. You'll be all right. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
All right?
Yeah, let's get out of here.